So from the Yale Globalization Center, in the article by Kenneth Weisbrod, he says straight up, we are in times in which the U.S. is no longer hegemonic. And he says this is no longer controversial. All, quote, all empires vanish eventually. And this hegemonic process, he argues, is a civilizing process, which is, quote, not always neatly cyclical. And that Americans, who in the past were known for being, you know, restive, competitive, blah, 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 are going to have to somehow be content to cultivate their own gardens, somehow transition to a more modest, quiet country at peace with itself in the world, unquote. He celebrates the notion that we will be convinced to live more humbly in a sincere, non-hypocritical way, he says. It's like Iago whispering in our ear, give up your hubris, Americans. And of course, this is said to every nation. Give up your hubris, Greece, Spain. Consider how much less they have in other places. Don't you care about them, your neighbors? Don't you want them to have better lives, a bigger slice? It's a different world now. But in making do with less, there's a certain equivalence. Isn't that kind of a bonus? We're living more equal, more humbly. We share. So you can see them systematically crafting and planting these messages, all leading to the message, nation states serve no useful purpose anymore. They foster ugly division when we should be pulling together, saving what we all need, what we all have in common, i.e. the economy. Else, how could the least among us eat? Yeah, remember? If you can grab them by the short hairs, they'll follow you anywhere. And what did Bentham say? The job of government was to increase want, to make the lever of hunger effective. In another Epoch Times article, January 3rd, 2013, entitled Chinese Regime Plays Both Sides in Iran Relationship, unquote, it says that Europe prevents Iran's government from doing business in euros, and the U.S. prevents it from doing business in dollars. Financial shackles have thus led Iran to engage in bartering with China. And all I want to say on this is that Europe controls euros. The U.S. controls dollars. Look down at your two hands and see the only authentic currency. All we need is a global sufficiency of a willingness to be the heart of the future, claiming the eyes and minds of our brothers and sisters, breaking the spell that has held us for millennia.